We're going to look again at the Book of Lamentations today. April walked in a few minutes ago in the studio, and I've got two Bibles here. I've got, you know, my main Bible that I was looking at all set for Lamentations. I have another Bible open up to the Book of Job, and she said, wow, it's, I don't know what that means when you walk in and see somebody reading Job. So here she sees me with Job in one Bible and Lamentations in the other. It sounds like it's not a very encouraging. However, the great thing about the Word of God is it's always encouraging and it's always true. And if you've been with us throughout this week, we've been talking about the third, just a few verses in the third chapter of Lamentations. You know, Lamentations by its very title doesn't sound like it's going to be all that uplifting, right? Lamenting. Lamentations. And yet there is so much encouragement and so much truth and so many promises that are there for us. And we're going to find out some more of those again. Now, a little review. Here's where we came from. Lamentations chapter 3 in verses, I'm going to go back and start reading to verse 20. We've gotten up through verse 24. We're just going to read verses 24, 25, and 26 or look at them today. I'm going to start reading in verse number 20 though. And right before this, the author, who is presumed to be Jeremiah, but they're not sure about that. The author is just talking about some of the hurts, some of the heartaches, some of the misery, some of the afflictions. And it says, because of those things, my soul has been continually in remembrance and bowed down within me. In other words, if you keep dwelling upon the miseries and you keep dwelling upon the afflictions and the things that aren't going well, guess what? Your soul is going to be bowed down. That's the way it is. You're going to be walking with your head down because you're thinking about all those negative things. But look at the turnaround from the author as we start verse number 21. But this I recall, and therefore have I hope and expectation. Do you feel like you have expectations today? When we start every day, we either have expectations for the good things. We're either excited and have expectations, or we walk into it defensively, preparing ourselves for the worst case scenarios. How'd you start today? Was it defensive, with your arms up, ready to deflect the blows of life? Or instead, was it expectantly? Well, the author of Lamentations is saying, hey, listen, these are the miseries and afflictions that I have had, and it bowed my very soul in sorrow. However, I recalled, and therefore, what did he recall? The good things of God. He recalled God's promises and faithfulness and the things that God had done for him. I recall, and therefore have I hope and expectation. This is how we can start our days. Verse number 22 says, it's because of the Lord's mercy, loving kindness, that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions will not fail. Verse 23, they are new every morning, great and abundant. Whew, God's mercies, his blessings, his favor, it's great and it's new every morning. It's new every morning, great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness. Verse number 24, the Lord is my portion or my share, says my living being, my inner self. Therefore will I hope in him and wait expectantly for him. So this is where we left off, looking at that waiting expectantly. Verse number 25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for him. To those who seek him, inquire of and for him, and require him by right of necessity and on the authority of God's word. Verse number 26 says, it is good that one should hope in and wait quietly for the salvation, the safety, the ease of the Lord. So, well, we've looked at the importance, the last couple of days, we've looked at the importance of not carrying your burdens over from yesterday to today, that today's a brand new morning, it's a brand new day, and God has good things for you. Today is a brand new day. God has good things for you. But as we look at those last three verses that we read, you're going to see the one word that keeps coming up. Well, two words, wait and expectancy, or forms of both those words. Verse number 24, the Lord is my portion and my share, says my living being. Therefore will I hope in him and wait expectantly for him. Verse 25, the Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for him. Verse number 26, it is good that one should hope in and wait quietly for the salvation, the safety, and ease of the Lord. Waiting and expectancy. two things that most of us really don't have. Because I think most of us go through our lives, and it's been hard enough, it's been hurtful enough, that we do go defensively. We have our arms up ready to shield ourselves against the blows of life. What we really think is going to be coming, the expectancy that we have is for bad things. This is talking about a different kind of expectancy. It's an expectancy that good things are going to come. Now ask yourself this question. When you got up this morning, what were you expecting? When you thought about and looked ahead towards your day, where was your expectancy? Were you expecting good things, or were you expecting it to be difficult? More trials, more tribulations. Were you worn out and exhausted before you even left the house just because of the weariness that comes when we're stressed or worried about situations? This is not the way that the Lord intends it to be. He expects us to have. He wants us to have. The anticipation is that we will be open, receptive, and expectant. That we're going to be looking with our eyes towards Him, looking up to Him as we start the day. Come on, God, bring it on. All the good things you have for me, I'm ready. Bring them on. It's going to be a good day today. Now, you may look at your day and you may say, hey, here's the things that are coming up. It's impossible for it to be a good day because I got to face this. I got that coming up. You know, the doctor has told me this. These are the things that happen. That's all from yesterday. And maybe it's carried over to today in the fact that you have to deal with certain things. But we can enter into, even no matter what we might have scheduled for the day, you can either anticipate, listen, it's going to be terrible, it's going to be rough, or you can say, you know what, God, you and me, we're going to come through this, and you're going to carry me through this because my eyes, I'm expectantly waiting on you. I know that you're going to deliver. I'm not saying life is always easy, and it won't be. And I'm not saying your day is going to be easy. We live in a fallen world. It's not going to be that way. But what I am saying is we can walk through those hard times and those trials, and we can come out on top. We can be victorious. You know, it might be a battle. There's going to be battles along the way. But if I know the Lord, if I know who He is, then I know it doesn't matter what battles come. It's all right. I'll go through the battle because I know that I'm going to win. I know, I expect I'm going to see victory on the other side. Listen, you can walk through anything if you know. It's just a matter of walking through it. On the other side, it's all going to be good. What we tend to do is we look at the battles coming and we're uncertain. We're not sure how it's going to work out. And see, this is what the difference is that we saw from the author of Lamentations. As he started this section of verses that we're looking at and said, you know, look, here's the afflictions, here's the troubles, here's the miseries, and it made my soul bow down. Your soul, again, is your intellect, your personality, it's your will, it's who you are. And so when your soul is bowed down, what that's saying is everything of who you are is already defeated, looking down. The expectation is not for good things and for victories, but the expectation is I'm going to get beat up again today. Life is going to grab me, slap me around, and defeat me again today. That's the expectation. That was the expectation that the author of Lamentations had until he recalled and remembered the promises of God and the goodness of God. We talked yesterday about the importance of making sure, and if you listened yesterday, did you try this? Making sure that when you went to bed last night, your last thoughts were not about the TV show you just turned off. Your last thoughts were not about, you know, the events of the day. Your last thoughts were not anxiety about what's coming up, you know, tomorrow. That your last thoughts were about Him or about the Word of God or just thinking about Him. And then your first thoughts in this morning, not turning on the news, not getting your phone, not checking your emails, but checking in with Him, thinking about Him, being with Him. It changes the perspective of the day. And that's what brings us, because that's what the author here is saying. When I was thinking about the miseries and afflictions, it bowed my very soul. However, I recalled, therefore, I have hope and expectation. Because he recalled the promises, because he recalled the goodness of God, because he recalled how God had always delivered him, he had an expectation. He had hope and an expectation. And you can see how that builds as we go through the verses. You know what? You're no different than Jeremiah. You and I have the exact same, it's the exact same life that we're leading. The exact same circumstances. It's the exact same tricks that the devil plays on us. It's the exact same afflictions he puts upon us. And it's the exact same God in Jesus Christ who delivers. And again, the promises that we have are even greater than Jeremiah. Now, I think Jeremiah could obviously see into the future and see, you know, to some degree what was coming. But we don't have to look and see what's coming. We already have it. And Jeremiah could say, look, I recalled and remembered the promises of God, and it stirred the hope inside of me. You and I have Jesus Christ. We can recall what he did, why he did it, and what it represents, the love that he has for you and for me. We can recall those things, and it should stir in us a hope and an expectancy. And this is what we come down to as we read these last three verses. Waiting and expectancy. If my day, it's 9:16 on Friday, if my day's already started off poorly, if my day's already started off and my head is down, my soul is bowed down, like the authors of Lamentations was in verse number 19 and 20, if his soul is bowed down, if your soul is bowed down already at 9:17, I challenge you, wait and have expectancy. What do you expect for the rest of your day? Do you expect that it's going to be defeat after defeat after defeat? You know, we get trained to think that way because life can beat us up. And if we're not walking a life that is standing on the promises and is standing on the Word and has the Word invested in us, if we're not walking a life where that Word and the power of the Word brings deliverance, then we're going to get beat up and we're going to suffer losses. But today's a different day. You know the Word. You hear the Word. If you're listening to this program, you're someone that wants the Word. You're hungry for the Word. Otherwise, you'd be listening to your iPod to hear music. Or you'd be listening to something else. If you're listening to this program, you hunger for the Word. You know the Word. The Word is in you. I'm telling you, the Word that is in you is all that you need. Whatever you face, whatever Word is in you already, it's all that you need. Believe that. Know that the Word that's invested in you is powerful enough to overcome any situation or circumstances that you might face. The promises that you already know, even if you only know a few verses, you know that Jesus loves you and he provided for your victory. That's enough. You can stand on that. Now, if you know the specific verses, you know, for healing, for finances, for your marriage, for situations in life, you can stand on those. If today you already feel like life is beating you up, then I challenge you, wait. Just wait. Think. Remove yourself from the situations for just a few moments. Stop thinking about them and instead think about the Word that you already have. Think about the promises. Think about the love that Jesus Christ himself has for you. Think about those things. Dwell upon those things, if only for a few minutes. And say, thank you, Jesus, for how good you are. Thank you, Jesus. I haven't seen it yet, maybe, but I thank you because I know it's true. Thank you. Listen, I can think of just two people yesterday that I talked to. One was facing a critical life situation, not knowing how the courts were going to answer this. Someone else was facing a critical health situation, going into a surgery that truly did threaten his very life. Both of them went in, and they had to deal with those realities. And I know for both of them, it was a battle. For both, the situation, the circumstances were drawn out more than either one had anticipated. But you know what? At the end of the day, I talked to both, and both had good reports. Both said, praise God. Yeah, it was a battle, but praise God. This is the best possible outcome. This is the best possible result. God is good. The Word of God is true. We might have to go through things, but look beyond your situation or what you're facing. And if you've got the Word inside you, that is the hope and the expectancy. Wait. Just take a few minutes and wait upon Him. Think about, he'll bring to your remembrance the Word. You can stand on that Word. That is enough to get you through the day. Not just to get through it, but to get through it with victory. Again, I'm not saying it's always going to be easy. Sometimes it will. Praise God. Sometimes you have to fight and fight because the devil's not going to make it easy for you. But just like both of these people yesterday, it was a struggle of monumental proportions. But when it was done, they were praising God for the best possible outcomes, the best possible outcomes in both situations. This is what's true for you as well. If you're facing something that seems overwhelming today, expect the good things. Expect them to come. Both of these people could look, when they were in the midst of the battles, they could have looked beyond and said, hey, this is not a lot of fun, it's difficult now, but I know that my Lord, I know that Jesus has promised victory and deliverance for me. That's where I'm looking. I'm going to get through this, and I'm going to get to that place of victory and deliverance. And eventually, they did, with the best possible results. The enemy's defeated, they walk in victory. It's that simple, and it can be that for you as well. So, if you're feeling anxious, overwhelmed, wait. Take a few moments. Wait upon Him. Listen. Think about the Word. Think about the promises, and think about the deliverance that He's already established for you even before you see it. Think about that. Expect it. Thank Him. Go through your day and watch the outcomes that you have as well.